Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some native grass planting tips along with covering all the upcoming extension programs like the McPherson County Cow-Calf School, which is this Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. But first, did you know that February is American Heart Month? A time to spotlight heart disease by motivating Americans to adopt healthy lifestyles in the prevention of heart diseases. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Practicing self-care can keep our hearts healthy by being active, eating better foods, and getting enough sleep and finding ways to reduce stress. And when we practice these steps for ourselves, we set examples for those around us to do the same. Having a better understanding of all the information that concerns your health and using that information to make better health-related decisions is strongly linked to better health. In my ag news, I get a lot of questions in the office about native grasses, and here are some factors for successful stand establishment. Establishment is the most important phase to ensure system longevity when planning a long-term use of seeded native grass stand. Native species are slow to establish and do not compete well with other plants, such as undesirable weeds and forage mixes. For this reason, native grass pastures can take up to 4 years to become fully established. Use known carnivores because they have been selected for better establishment and forage production characteristics. Species and cultivation selection, site preparation, seed quality, seed source, and seeding date must be considered to ensure a successful establishment of any native grass pasture. Planting is key to achieving a successful stand. A firm, weed-free seed bed is recommended. Seed bed preparation depends on the climate, soils, and extended use. In most cases, the seed bed is tilled as needed to destroy all the weeds and leave a firm, viable seed bed. Weed control is a significant requirement for a successful stand. Using a cultipacker or similar equipment before or after seeding can greatly improve the stand of grass, especially during seasons of low rainfall. Our optimum seeding dates for our part of the state is April 1st to April 20th. Recommended planting dates are based on research, but they may be adjusted for your region. The optimum seeding date for warm season grasses is about 2 weeks before the last frost-free date, and at least 6 weeks before the hot and dry summer weather come about. This allows the seedling 6 to 8 weeks to establish a permanent root system before the hot summer months come. In my cow-calf news, I would like to invite everyone to our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with a steak supper meal. This educational program will be held on February the 13th at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Dr. Dan Thompson, DVD, will be our keynote speaker. Some of you might know him from his show on RFD-TV, Doc Talk. So plan now to attend our annual Cow-Calf School Thursday, February 13th. We will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City Strip steak meal, with the steaks coming from our good friend Joe Allen at Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friend at Mid-Kansas Co-op. This program has been a long tradition of being one of the top KSRE programs in the state. You can call the Extension office to get registered today. And also save the date for the 2025 KSU Cattlemen's Day for March 7th. Make plans now to attend this event in Manhattan. More details will come. Our next Teach and Taste will be February 12th here at the Extension office. You can also check out our calendar that covers all the details on all the upcoming events and activities. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.